the Giants throws. Swing and a miss! And that's it! The Giants are world champions as they come pouring out of the dugout.
That is Dwayne Kuiper calling it on KNBR. The Giants won the World Series. They weren't the San Francisco Giants the last time they won because they were still playing on the Polo Grounds in Harlem in the 1950s. Now a new city gets to celebrate their victory, and celebrate they did, didn't they? Jeff Beresford Howe, sports writer out in the Bay Area in California. Have you gone to bed yet?
Bed? What's that?
So you're a little tired, but still blissed out, I assume?
I'm still waiting for the first dawn here of the San Francisco Giants as world champions.
Okay, but to a certain extent, it's almost would have been better if they'd lost last night and waited to celebrate this victory on a day that was an election day.
Well, that's not really how people here are viewing it.
I bet.
Well, Pelosi's got to have something to smile about.
That's right. One writer said today that we're going to celebrate the victory by passing Prop 19 in honor of Tim Lincecum.
Well, Tim Lincecum, tell me about Tim Lincecum's performance in these playoffs.
He was unbelievable. I mean, the kid has, you know, he's made of steel. He came out last night, and you could tell from the very first pitch of the game that as far as he was concerned, it was over. It was his game, and he went out, and he outpitched Cliff Lee, who is famously so great in the postseason.
Well, the Giants, all season long, they were talked about as the team, a young team with no superstars, but that kind of means that you're set up, the Giants are set up for next year to do well as well.
Well, it depends. Over half their lineup are free agents at the end of the year, not because they're big money guys, but because the Giants, like everybody else, was kind of skeptical about them and only signed them to one-year deals. So nobody really knows what's going to happen next year with the Giants. This World Series victory doesn't change the fact that their offense is still extremely limited, and they're going to have to make some repairs to that in the offseason.
Okay, well, we saw who they picked for Edgar Renteria as the MVP. Who would you have picked, Jeff Beresford Howe?
Tim Lincecum. He was stunning, and unlike Cliff Lee, who made a horrible mistake last night pitching to Edgar Renteria, Lincecum just didn't make any mistakes with the game on the line. He pitched as long as he needed to in Game 1 and dominated one of the best lineups in baseball last night. He was incredible.
Do you expect Mike Bumgarner to continue? I mean, was this a lucky season for him, a lucky playoffs? Or are we going to see greater things from this kid?
The man went 36-4 in the minor leagues. I think he's here to stay.
Mike Bumgarner or Tim Lincecum headed for a better career?
Lincecum. He's already won 2 Cy Youngs, and he probably has a couple more left in him.
Okay, so what's the big story the second day or third day after the Giants take home their crown?
Well, the big story is going to be the ticker tape parade on Wednesday morning, following the exact route of the huge parade that San Francisco threw in 1958 when the Giants came to New York, the parade led by Willie Mays, who, by the way, was in tears after the game last night.
Oh, Jeff Beresford Howe, sports writer in Oakland, California. Still not yet in bed as he waits for dawn there in San Francisco. Thanks, Jeff.
You're welcome.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.